we go. John DeBella Show, daily podcast on Wednesday, September 14th. Here it is for you. Kick things off by kicking the Cowboys. It's just so sweet when they're down and out. We heard about a new tailgating item you might want to be feasting on for the Eagles home opener on Monday night. Some wackadoo planned to attack a Dairy Queen out in Pennsylvania. Song stories featured bloody well right. We heard about a girlfriend that hacked her boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend's video game, and had a rather music-heavy show today. We spun the wheel of women more than once, in fact, and hit the isolation booth once again for a Bon Jovi classic. As I always tell you, can't play the whole thing on here or we could be sued. Please don't. We're broke enough already. All right, here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
As long as Pepsi brought up football, I realize how promising it was for everybody knowing that Dak Prescott would be out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. And that would take him beyond when they play here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But the doctors are now saying that it could be as little as 4.
And by doctor, do you mean Jerry Jones?
Yes, I do mean Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that is called
Dr. Jerry Jones sees things a lot differently than the real physicians do.
Correct.
In a radio interview yesterday, he said he wouldn't be put on the injured reserve list and he could return to the field in 4 games.
That is an owner trying to sell tickets.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly what it is.
Right. That is delusional. Are you guys tailgating guys?
I
love it when I do it. Yeah,
all right. It's rare nowadays, but
because there's something new that is supposed to be the rage of tailgate parties.
All right,
the Jaeger Bomb hot dog.
No,
okay,
I'm intrigued.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, get a package of hot dogs, boil them. All right, once they're done, take them out of the water, poke them multiple times. All right, and then stick the dogs in a large jar and fill it with Jägermeister. Seal it and let it sit in there for a few hours.
Okay.
All right. It keeps going. Now, while this is going on, pour half a can of Red Bull into a squeeze bottle and then fill the rest of the bottle with ketchup.
Okay. Now I'm out.
When it comes time, right, put them on the grill. Grill the dogs up. Reheat them. Get some burn marks on all the stuff. Put them on the buns. Dress them with the mustard and the Red Bull ketchup mixture. There it is, the Jaeger Bomb hot dog.
Who started that?
Some frat boy.
Yeah.
And how guaranteed. Messed up were they?
No. I'm going to go with someone from the, fan mafia up in Buffalo?
Oh, Bill's Mafia.
Bill's Mafia, yeah.
They were concussed and drunk.
right. Because a hot dog like this, that'll keep you warm. That'll keep you warm for sure.
Lay them out on the table. I'll crash through that thing.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have to eat them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
So where's Delmont, Pennsylvania?
Eastern tip of Pittsburgh.
Eastern tip of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, because this happened, strange things went afoot at a Dairy Queen in Delmont, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Initially, police receive a report of someone driving erratically. The driver of that car, who is yet to be named, swerved into the Dairy Queen parking lot, got out of the car wearing a yellow safety vest, a rainbow-colored wig, and a loaded gun in his hand, and walked into the store.
Yikes.
All right. Fortunately, the cops arrived a minute later, and no one was injured. It turns out the man believed that he was undercover and working to restore Donald Trump to President King of the United States.
Oh, boy.
In addition, he was armed to kill Democrats and liberals and protect himself from drug traffickers.
You thought it stood for Democrat Queen.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Democrat
there's
Queen?
There's a lot of them these days. Can't blame him.
When they went, they checked his car was filled with guns and ammo.
Oh.
Only question I have is, what was with the wig?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Healthy Hearts Community Appreciation Event. That is this Sunday at Newtown Athletic Club. If you want more information, foodservices.com/heart is where you would go. Bloody Well Right came out on Crime of the Century. It was the third album that Supertramp had put out. And the first two albums just tanked. They tanked. And the single that they put out from this was Dreamer. And the B-side of that single was Bloody Well Right. All right. So no. So it comes out, and unlike what happened in England, the song comes out, and disc jockeys went, well, let's hear what's on the B side. Mm-hmm. And the B side starts getting really popular. So they've got this A side that's going somewhere. They got a B side that's getting really popular. And they have two albums that did absolutely nothing. So when they get to America to tour, well, here is John Halliwell, the keyboard player.
When it was issued in the States, apparently the DJs flipped it over and started to play Bloody Well Right, which was a medium success. On tour, we papered the halls. We went out giving tickets away. We went on the streets of Milwaukee and gave all these tickets out to college students and everything. Then the next time we went back, the place was full.
And let me correct myself. Saxophonist, not keyboard player. Oh, wow. Right.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
Cindy, what's the expression? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Is that the way it goes?
That is it, yeah.
That is it? Okay. That definitely holds true for this woman, Francesca Parman, who showed how evil she could be by taking revenge on her ex. Her ex was loved video games, mm-hmm. was a major FIFA player, FIFA soccer game, mm-hmm. right? And he never took her out. He was always playing the game, right? The relationship came to an end, and she hacked into his FIFA account.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Once in there, she took hours to relegate his team to the lowest division possible, all right? And also spent his game money, not real money, but money that he won on the game, right? And blew it on, like, bad dance moves whenever people would score and stuff like that, right? And she has this whole thing, a whole explanation on TikTok. She has, you know, I know the truth hurts. I know this hurt his heart, but you hurt my heart. And when you hurt my heart, I will hurt you twice as bad. And more than likely, she did.
Yep.
Just wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and just, I'm so glad I'm not into video games.
No, same here.
Yeah.
I tapped out once the cartridges left. I don't want to sit there waiting to download a freaking game.
By the way.
Or get hacked by my girlfriend.
By the way, but your game is coming back and coming back in a big way.
On the Switch. I saw that yesterday.
Switch,
GoldenEye,
yeah.
Baby.
GoldenEye's going to be on the Switch.
Looks like I'm getting a Switch.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen...
Wow!
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 Wow! Oh, yeah. What a wheel of wow we have today. As we said, the Wheel of Wow is all women this morning. And this came out of the fact that I spent the weekend listening to the Pretenders' Greatest Hits album,
okay.
Which is spectacular. Just like one song after another. I said, you know what? We've never done just women on the wheel. So that's what we're doing this morning and letting you decide on what songs we would play if it lands on one of these women. And obviously it's going to do that. There are four listener picks, though. We've got, where are you starting there? You got Blondie, you got Janis Joplin, you got Pat Benatar, you got the Go-Go's, Stevie Nicks, Patti Smith, Joan Jett, the Lister picks, the Pretenders are there, Hart, Kate Bush, and said Janis, right?
Yep.
So there are everyone, and of course, if you've got one, right, you still have seconds to get it into us. The MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645, spin that wheel. I'm really excited about this today.
I'm hoping for Blondie, because I like the suggestion that came in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, any of the songs that we end up playing, or whatever song we end up playing, is a listener suggestion, really. And if it lands on listener pick, there was a big sigh from Steve.
I can't see it. There's a glare over here.
Don't worry, Dave. Just
wait for it.
Listen to our normal rotation.
But no. This is far from normal rotation.
Okay.
All right. It's a normal rotation act. I will give you that much. But I do not know the last time that we played Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. So that's where it landed on Stevie Nicks. Woman has so much control, it's frightening. Okay, I'll agree with you.
All right, I'll agree with you.
That it wasn't a lot of wow in playing Gypsy.
No, it wasn't.
All right? and it requires another spin.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Do it. Dad's away.
Yeah, Dad's gone.
It's our version of a house party as a team.
If it lands on Stevie Nicks again, I'll put a bullet in my head. All right.
Oh, that's funny. It wasn't Stevie.
It wasn't Stevie Nicks.
But it's still in the same realm.
It wasn't Stevie Nicks. All right. You got it?
Yeah.
We're going deeper.
So deep. I'm skimming the top.
Do you want to spin again?
No.
All right. You know. Okay.
Because we don't play this song.
We
play her. Right. We don't play this.
Pat Benatar and Hell is for Children. Definitely more WoW-like with that. Yeah. All right. Although I did get accused, the conspiracy theories came out.
What did they say?
That it landed on Stevie Nicks because management made that happen.
No, Bill's in Detroit, and we do anything we can to
tick him off.
Right. And to get away with stuff when he's not here.
No, right. This is not the week that would happen.
Right. And the other
thing, if it does ever.
And the other thing is that we put a video up every week of a show. You know, we do it live. We show the video of the wheel spinning and what it lands on.
I even showed the back angle today.
Yeah.
So there's no magnets, no trickery.
No, nothing like that. Although Dave, I remember the first time I mentioned this song, Dave goes, wait a second. Someone wrote a song called Hell is for Children?
Right, it's an odd title.
A little provocative
there. All right, so...
My kids better grow up soon.
All right, and no. But see, she didn't have kids at the time. She later found out that children are hell.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And if you've never encountered the isolation booth before, this is where we, the combination of the internet and friends in the recording business and pieces of equipment that we have, we get to isolate the vocals from songs and then remix them in there so you could hear what the singer is really up to. And we got into a conversation yesterday because we were playing Runaway by Bon Jovi, and it was like really early in the show. And we were talking about him and his inability to like hit the, especially the notes at the end of the song. John's been having all kinds of vocal problems as of late, right? But we said, well, you know what? Maybe it's time to throw that into the isolation booth and get a good idea of what's going on in the background. Mm-hmm. All right. And there was one thing when I was mixing this, it was one thing I noticed that it gets lost in the mix. It's no big deal, but it does get lost in the mix. Is what happens in this echo at this one point in the song just before it goes into the guitar solo, which goes,
ooh, she's a little runaway.
I never heard that canyon effect before.
It's
a
cool delay. Yeah.
It is a really, really good delay. So this morning, John Bon Jovi and band are in the isolation booth with Runaway.
She's a little runaway.
Now, were you able to figure out what he was doing in the ending
there? Finally. Closure. He's saying run away.
That's it. All right. Okay, I'll bring it up again so it's totally isolated. And so you can hear what he's doing there. Because we're never sure. We know he's saying something.
Yeah, I thought it was just rah, rah.
Ooh, she's a little runaway. Daddy's girl.
It's run, run, run.
God, there's like 20,000 harmonies going on
in
that song.
There is. You know, and what's wild is in the original mix, you don't realize how many other voices are singing during the course
of
that.
For sure. A low one came in. It sounded like you came in on the mic. That's how I looked up. I was like, what? What are you doing, John?
There was no way I'd ever be on key. All right. John Bon Jovi and Runaway in the isolation booth.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mount. Boy, zip it.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.